All right, we welcome you in to My Car Guru for a brand new week, Monday morning, and we welcome in the car guru, Lenny Lawson. Hey, Len.
What do you say on this beautiful day?
I say on this beautiful day that the weather's good enough we can make a little hay. How about that?
We're both poets and don't know it, aren't we?
That's right. You got it.
Well, it's good to be here. I had a great weekend with my grandson and other grandkids. We took them to Cincinnati to meet with my grandson that lives up there and had a great, beautiful day next to the Ohio River, which was high. It was up pretty high when we were there. I guess there's been a lot of rain in the east that's made the Ohio River. Of course, I guess the Ohio River is always kind of muddy, isn't it?
Yeah, they have a lot of commercial business on the river, and so I think that one thing that makes it maybe a little bit muddy.
They've got the big Roebling Bridge closed right now. I was disappointed. That's kind of a tradition. We always try to cross it at least once. Beautiful bridge that crosses a river there between Covington, Kentucky, and Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
The interstates were, very busy driving up and back. A lot of people are traveling. My grandson has, this is the first week that they will have full 5 days of school in classroom.
Okay.
So it's good to see that starting. Congratulations to the Greenville Green Devils.
How about
for
that?
The state championship.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah.
Yes, we used to win all the football, well, not all of them, a lot of the football championships. Had some good, the last 20 years have been pretty good in the Greene County school system as far as going far into the state or actually winning state championships. Good coaches, good support from fans, and a little bit of talent doesn't hurt either.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of talent, you may have talent, and you may not when it comes to golf, but it really doesn't matter when it comes to the golf tournament that I am sponsoring. Friday, April the 16th, we are having a golf tournament at one of East Tennessee's better golf courses, Graysburg Hills.
Mm-hmm.
But it is to raise money and awareness for the Alps Alternative. Basically, it's a place where if you are an elderly person and you are homebound or you know somebody who is, or you're caring for an elderly person that doesn't have the mobility that they used to have, then there's a place that you can take them, and it's called Alps Adult Day Services in Greenville, Tennessee. It started in Morristown, and they ran a very successful operation down there. If you are a veteran, the VA will pay for this. If you are, on Medicare, they'll also pay for this. If you can afford it yourself, if you want a place to go that feels like home, but you want to make sure that your loved one is watched over and fed and taken care of in a positive way, in a positive environment, then ALPS is a great place to go. That's the abbreviation for the Adult Day Services. But we're having a golf tournament at Graysburg on the 16th to raise money for them. And, if you are, like I say, this is where the talent thing comes in. If you are not a talented golfer, you just like getting out and hacking at it like I do, then come to Graysburg. Registration begins at 9 a.m. Tee off is at 10:30. All proceeds to benefit the Greenville families and the mission for the adult day services. I've gone in there, Tim, and I've seen what it does for people who are, stuck at home by themselves and then are actually able to get out and enjoy a day out and be in an environment where you're challenged to do different things. They have arts and crafts, and they have games, and they have just company, just a place for people to go, and it's not a nursing home. It's just something for the daytime. It's like an adult, I don't want to say babysitting service, but an adult service that takes care of your elderly parents or uncle or aunt or whoever. It's a great thing, and it's something that Gateway has taken on to help sponsor and support, and my wife and I are both on the board of the of directors. So anyway, it's a great thing. there are going to be some guaranteed winners. There's a putting contest for a seven-night resort stay at hundreds of different places in the United States where you can go. Two VIP tickets for additional gifts and services for a long drive contest. Multiple seven-night resort stays, looking at this list. Four separate hole-in-one prizes, $10,000 cash, and other things. A four-player winning team gets to shoot for $100,000 on a par three. So it's going to be a good thing. And if you don't mind, just you can call me or text me, Lenny Lawson, at 423-552-2020, and I'll get you registered for this. But we'd love to have you out of this golf tournament. We need to start signing up teams so that we can raise money for this excellent cause. So how do you feel about that, Timmy?
Yeah, that's a great cause, and it's always fun to get out and hack around no matter what your talent is. I think my handicap's probably about a 36, something like that.
Yeah.
It's up there, I'll put it that way. But always good when you can get out on a nice day. Hopefully the weather will be good, and folks can raise money for a very worthy cause.
Yeah, it's $150 per player. You know, it'd probably cost you $50 to play out there anyway, to play 18 holes and rent a cart. Mm-hmm. But this includes all the food and all the shots at all the prizes and stuff like that. So the $100, you can pretty much consider it a $100 donation to Alps and to the cause. So just wanted to make that announcement. We'll be talking about it later on this week as well, and we'll take our first break and be back here in just a minute.
All right, back here. It's Monday morning as we come your way. My Car Guru with Lenny Lawson here.
It's been a while since there's been a small truck for people to be able to buy. Trucks have grown in size. I remember you and I have talked about the old days when you had the original small Datsun pickup truck, and then General Motors got on the bandwagon and started importing Isuzus and calling them love trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had something small. Ford actually hooked up with Mazda to sell the Ford Courier pickup truck. Of course, none of them, Tim, back then had extended cabs or crew cabs. They were just regular cab with a bench seat with either a short or a long bed, little four-cylinder engines, and they were very popular. But as time went on, a company named Dodge came out with something called the Dodge Dakota, and that was the first mid-sized truck. They decided that trucks needed to grow in size, and as people were getting bigger as well. So Dodge came out with the Dakota, and that started the trend of upsizing trucks to the point where there was no longer a small truck. Everything was called mid-size. So today we have the all-new Frontier, which is getting ready to come out here soon, the Ford Ranger, Chevy Colorado, GMC Canyon, Toyota Tacoma, and the Dodge Dakota is no longer. I understand that they may be coming back out with a small truck. It'll be a Ram, I guess, instead of a Dodge. But there was a missing layer there, and that was the small truck. Well, Ford intends to fill that layer in 2022 with the new Ford Maverick. This past weekend, it was one was apparently rolling around the streets of San Diego, and they snapped some pictures of it uncamouflaged. And so if you want to see what the new Maverick looks like, it is a crew cab truck. It does have, it looks like about a 5.5 foot bed, but it is a unibody constructed vehicle built on the same platform as the all new Bronco Sport. So Ford has really downplayed this, any news. They haven't said anything about the Maverick. So we were all very hopeful that this wouldn't be something just for export or just, you know, that wasn't going to come to the United States. But it looks like it's coming, and so you will be able to have a choice of a small truck again. And I guess, really, Ford is going to own this market because nobody else is. You hear the beep, beep?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear the beep, beep in the background? Yeah, they're doing some repairs to our new building and painting right outside of my window here.
Okay.
So you might get some sound effects every now and then. You know, Tim, credit is a real driver in the automobile market. And credit scores matter in terms of what a person is going to qualify for. you know, what is an exceptional credit score? Well, 850 is as good as you can get. You get an A++ if you have an 850 credit score. Any consumer with a credit score in the range of 740 to 850 are considered to be consistently responsible when it comes to managing their borrowing, and they are prime candidates to qualify for the lowest interest rates. And this matters a lot if you plan on getting a home mortgage or financing an automobile or any type of a purchase. You know, if you are basically in that realm, you are considered financially responsible when it comes to money management, including loans, paying off credit cards, paying your utility bills, paying off your medical bills. A lot of people think they can let the medical things go, but that will definitely drive down. If you, a charge-off is a charge-off, Tim. If a bank or a hospital or anybody has to write off a loan, they're not just going to forget about it. They're going to leave an imprint on your credit, and it can drive you down into the lower levels. For example, a good credit score would be in the 670 to 739. You know, they still may be able to earn competitive rates, but they are likely to not be able to get the lowest rates. Although every bank or financial institution, credit union, has different guidelines and different parameters, and they will give lower rates to different ranges of credit scores. If you're in the 580 to 669 range, though, you're going to have some dings on your credit history. There cannot be any major delinquencies, or you won't even qualify for these kind of scores. You'll be able to get credit, but not at very competitive rates. When you get under 580, you've had multiple defaults on your credit from several different lenders. You are delinquent on your credit card bills. Maybe you're just paying interest only on those bills. You have charge-offs on your credit. And, you know, what the banks are concerned about, Tim, is somebody's going to borrow money and then go bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you go bankrupt, it wipes off the debt. And you can only do that once every 7 years. But still, they're looking at your behavior. And really, credit scores are a measure of a person's behavior, you know, as far as their financial matters are concerned. And we're seeing more and more people taking that seriously. There's always a question that if you go car shopping, Tim, that if you have go from dealership to dealership, you know, shopping for a vehicle, is that going to, and when they pull your credit, is that going to reduce your credit score? What do you think, Tim? Do you think that multiple pulls of your credit reduce your credit score?
Yeah, I think normally it does do that a little bit, doesn't it?
It can, but if you're in the market trying to buy a car and you just got into the market and you go to different dealerships and they pull your credit, the credit bureaus have built into their program certain measures to kind of not count credit pulls within a certain period of time. So if you had 15 credit pulls while you're shopping for a car, that will only count as one. But now if you go shopping this month and get a bunch of credit pulls and then you go shopping next month and do it again, they think that you're shopping for credit, and that will definitely drive down your credit score. And we literally have customers come into the dealership and say, please do not pull my credit. I don't want it to hurt my score. And, you know, we understand that, and we explain to them that it won't unless they've been, you know, doing this for some period of time. It can negatively impact your credit. But, you know, it's kind of sad when somebody comes in and they qualify for like 1.9% financing, and then somebody else comes in and the lowest rate they can get is 15%. And that can be that big of a spread. You know, you would think that the person that, you know, is struggling the most financially would need the most help, but that's just not the way it works in the credit industry. You have to be responsible with your credit in order to be able to get the lowest scores. But it can really make a big difference in somebody's monthly payment and whether or not they can get finance at all. You know, a lot of dealerships run ads for 0% financing. You know, they say that your credit doesn't matter. You know, credit amnesty, those types of advertising ploys. And it's just not true, Tim. Your credit does matter. It will impact your monthly payment. It will impact whether or not you can even buy the car that you want or not. And there are other factors, such as negative equity. If you owe more on your car than it's worth, then that balance, that negative balance, does not go away when you trade. It gets carried over onto your other loan. Let's say that you have a car with an actual cash value of $10,000 and you owe $15,000 on it. Well, that extra $5,000 will be carried over to your next car loan. And, you know, a lot of dealerships act like that doesn't, it isn't the case through their marketing, but it is. I mean, I've had customers come in and they see that balance carried over and they say, wait a minute, what's that doing there? I was trading my car in. Yeah, you're trading your car in, but you're not trading your debt in. You're only trading in, I mean, the car will only pay part of that balance, whatever it's left over. That's still yours and that does not go away. So, you know, that just indicates that folks need to think about, you know, instead of financing a car for 84 months, and especially when you like to trade every 36 months, you know, when you don't pay anything down, you're going to have that negative balance when you go into trade in 3 or 4 years. There's just no way around it. We always recommend that folks try to pay 20% down. You know, save up your money, try to pay 20% down on a new car. If you can't do it, then it's understandable, but don't finance a car for 84 months if you can avoid it. Mm-hmm. Try to finance it for 60. If the payment on 60 is too much, then maybe you need to look at a smaller car or a car with less equipment or a used car, something to be able to keep yourself financially sound, because mm-hmm. too many people just let that get out of control. And then 5 years from now, they're looking at filing bankruptcy or, you know, taking some other kind of financial measure that they shouldn't, like getting some type of a loan that will pay that negative balance off, and then it's just a self-fulfilling prophecy, kicking that can down the road, and it's not a way to manage your finances. So, well, we'll take our last break, and we'll be back here in just a minute.
And back here to wrap up My Car Guru as we begin this new week, first Monday of spring here on My Car Guru with Lenny Lawson.
Now, as far as this golf tournament is concerned, I have two teams that I get with the my sponsorship of the tournament. And so I have filled one team. I've got one other team that I have not filled. If you are a golfer and you are interested in doing this, if you're a radio show listener, send me a message to my text at 552-2020, and I'll put you on one of my or on this second team, and it won't cost you anything to play. But you have to promise to bring somebody else with you that does pay. Okay?
Okay.
So I've got this team that, and you'll be playing right with me and with my team back to back. And but if you will bring somebody else that will actually be a payer for the thing, then I'll let you play for free on my team. So maybe that's a little bit of an incentive to come in. Maybe you guys could split it, 75 apiece, or gals. We do not discriminate, by the way, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take men or women, hackers or pros.
Well, I tell you what, there's a lot of women that can outplay me, I can tell you that. So, yeah.
There's no doubt. And I was at Graysburg this past week and played just to check out the course and decide which holes we were going to do the special shot for $100,000 and stuff like that. And, the fairways are Bermuda out there. And so the condition of the course, though, is going to be really good. About this time, it should be greened up really well or at least getting close. But the condition of the fairways and the course in general looks great. The greens are super. So if you're a golfer, then this might be something that you want to take on. Again, it's for a great cause, adult day services. For those seniors who are homebound but still mobile, can get around and do some things, this is a great place for them to come, even if they aren't mobile. And they don't have to be a senior. You know, I keep saying it's for seniors, but you know, it could be somebody with a disability or that basically has to stay at home. and can't get out, doesn't really have any place to go. This is a great place for them as well. There are some wounded veterans in there, Tim, relatively young people with other types of disabilities that come in and stay. People with slight dementia, they have the resources and the training and expertise to be able to help them function and have a good time as well. So give me a call or text me, 552-2020, and we'll get you on this team.
All right. Sounds like a good deal to me, and sounds like we've reached the end of My Car Guru for this Monday morning. We will talk to you again tomorrow, Lenny.